this is Mark, and Mark is the proud father of four little gelatinous-looking robots. Why don't you tell me where you're from and what we have going on here?
Hi, I'm a student at Carnegie Mellon University right now in the Robotics Institute.
Okay.
I've been working for the past year with Hideki Kojima in Japan, who's developed these robots for research on social development and social interaction with children.
Okay. And explain to me, because I know there's cameras in the eyes and like certain the hat's just for fashion. What is each one doing right now?
Exactly. Yeah. So this robot has four motors in the cylinder that are driving the motions of the body. There are cameras in the eyes and a microphone in the nose. Right now, we're showing the robots dancing to some music that we're playing, and they're also using their cameras to look for people's faces in the crowd, and then establish eye contact with people and follow them around as they move.
So once this robot establishes eye contact and finds a face in the crowd, then what happens and what sort of benefits come from that?
So we're trying to give people the impression of interactivity from this robot and its awareness of their presence. The robot is designed for research in which we are usually teleoperating the robot. We're controlling where it's looking, what it's doing, based on being able to experience the interaction from the robot's point of view, seeing and hearing what it sees and hears. So I can use a Wiimote now to control the robot's attention and play.
So can you take control of this one right now if you wanted to?
Sure. So right now,
I'd like to say hi.
Sure. So now he's going to look up at you and he's going to bob a little to say hi.
Okay. And so now you said for research with children. So like, what sort of adversities would this, like, what sort of children are you looking to cure or help or assist?
Well, so we do some research on the mechanisms of social interaction with kids in like preschools, where we look at how kids of different ages perceive of and interact with this kind of robot.
Yeah.
We're also using it in sort of more therapeutic applications, where this robot is used as a tool by which therapists can interact from the perspective of the robot and sort of enter the world of the children in the playroom.
Right. So it's like, because a human might be intimidating, instead of a child being willing to talk to a human, it's like, I'm just going to talk to this little guy, and it's easier? Would it be like a gateway?
Exactly. So the idea is that perhaps children with autism have a difficulty filtering out the overwhelming amount of information that they're getting from other people.
Sure.
And this robot, being so simple, just a body, a head, two eyes, and a nose.
And he's pretty cute.
Yeah, is exactly. It's not intimidating for kids. It's very easy for them to understand what the robot is attending to, what kind of emotions it's expressing. And so we might end up seeing social behaviors towards this robot from those kinds of kids that they have difficulty expressing with other people. And so that's it's a very promising kind of thing.
Okay, now, obviously, it interacts with you visually. Can the robot actually emit sound? Can it talk back to the child?
No, so we're looking at how all the nonverbal things that we do, like establishing gaze, doing rhythmic things like gesturing, nodding, is an important part of establishing engagement with another person.
And do you think that, like, do they have names?
No, they don't have names. Right now we refer to them by numbers.
Okay.
But the hats give them a little bit of individual personality and people.
They are each unique, and I love them all. And if people wanted to learn a little bit more about what you guys are doing, is it beatbots.org?
Yeah, they could go to the website beatbots.org, where we've got links to our pages where you can find some of the scientific publications, as well as some more entertaining videos that we've made with the robot dancing to songs by the band Spoon.
There it is. I love the band Spoon.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much. This is awesome. I'm going to dance with a robot.